Mitch Payton, Pro Circuit, sorry to ask you to do an interview. I know it's a tough night, but talk about it a little bit for your team.
Didn't go like we thought.
Not like you draw it up?
Not like you'd plan it. Mm-hmm. I think Josh just was way impatient, went too aggressive, way too fast, mm-hmm. should have chilled out, tried to pick a place and get by him, and I think he just tried to go in and block pass him and hit him and whatever. It was just a mistake, and you know, he knows it. It wasn't good. That put him on the ground, and that wasn't smart. I think Brock rode actually pretty good. Mm-hmm. Brock was up there, was in second. He had a couple laps where he made a couple mistakes, lost some ground, then kind of picked it up. Was really good in the whoops. And then him and Roczen got by him and then closed in on him, but he couldn't get back by him. And so overall, that wasn't so good for the points, but you know, like, he still got 2 points, and go to Vegas and see what happens.
Hanny, I know you're a big Twitter guy. Hanny said on his Twitter that he apologized and he thought it was too soon as well. Also, did you basically just tell him you should have waited? Is that kind of where you were going with that? Because from my view, too, it was a little much.
Yeah, it was just way too quick. You know, I think, you know, obviously he knows there's a lot on the line, and he knows, you know, that he wanted to win the night. He really did want to win the night, and then that would get him the, you know, back in the points lead, whatever is what he was thinking, and he just went too aggressive and just wasn't smart, didn't wait a little bit. And I think he could have done something, and he just was impatient and blew it.
Tickle's collarbone bothered him at all?
No, I think his collarbone's all right. I mean, it's just a little bit of it was like, even, you know, probably last week was not riding a lot, and this week he rode, you know, like almost every day, really. So he's a lot better than he was last week, and I think he'll be better next week in Vegas. So hopefully that'll help.
Do you feel like, not to bag on Tickle, but this is this is his first chance on a championship team, championship itself. Does he almost have to learn it a little bit before he can take the step?
I mean, I hope not. I mean, Tomac's the same way. You know, he's a young kid, and like, he's going after it too. So like, you know, it really is going to come down to Vegas, which guy wants it, and you know, like, whoever beats the other one is probably going to win.
Yeah. Are you scared of that format? How's that going to be?
Well, if the format was like it was last year, we'd be spraying champagne right now.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
the championship would be over, and Brock would win by 2 points. So like, now it's one more race. It goes to Vegas. So, you know, maybe it bit us a little bit, but you know, like, I don't know. It doesn't matter. Like, what, you know, it's one more race, and he's just got to go out there and he has to beat him. And Tomac's going to go for a win too. So like, but anything can happen in Vegas, and we know that.
Yeah, we do. But do you like it? I mean, obviously, you know, as a manager, I think you voted on this, or you guys decided on this. Do you like this, what they're doing?
Well, I think what they were trying to do, and I get that, like, Prater said, oh, I thought you were behind it, you know, and I'm like, no, I said, I said, check with everybody else and see what they thought, and it really, I don't think it really matters. Like, if a guy's meant to win, I mean, I think they're meant to win anyway. So, like, if it was 7 races, 8 or 9, you know, the guy that wins the championship is the guy that's going to win the championship. So that part's okay. The only thing with Vegas with the shootout is I like going to Vegas with a no-stress deal, because I've always thought, you know, I do know that the shootout's kind of a big deal, but we've always gone there with it really didn't matter, you know, because the championship is more important, and it's nice to be able to go there and say, you know, if you get a good start, go for it. If you get a bad start, don't push it, because outdoors is
coming around.
Yeah, it's used to be a week later, you know, so I would probably say the same thing. You know, we're going to go for trying to win the race, but the shootout will probably come down to, I think you'll see a couple guys, like, if they get a bad start, I don't know why they would hang it out for a 10 lap, you know, glory deal.
There's no truck even.
There's no truck, no money.
Right. Last question. One of your old riders is in the news this week, Christoph Purcell. Looks like he's doing a deal with Moto Concepts. Thoughts on that?
Bottom line, and I've said that all along, is I just wanted to see him out there. So, like, wherever he winds up, I'm okay with that, just so that he can get out there. And You know, they spoke to a few different teams, and everybody knows that. It was a surprise to me that offer popped up at the last minute. And if that's the best, deal for him, then that's the best deal for him.
Little bum though, he's not on using your stuff, or I mean, is it totally whatever?
At this point, you know, like it's
just because you've been behind him.
Yeah, no, you know. and yeah, of course, I'd love to have him on our product and be able to help him. You know, like I'd like to be able to support him with suspension and engines and stuff like that, because I think we could really help him out. But if that's what he has to do, if that's what's in his heart and he wants to do it, then he has to do that. And I think he's been in a tough position, and he just needs to be out there this year so that he can try to find a ride for next year. And I think that's their goal at the moment.
Right. I know I said last question, but this one's really the last question. Your other rider, old rider, RV, clutch ride tonight.
Clutch ride tonight. He rode good. You know, the Stewie thing where he fell down and then fell down again, that was weird. But he rode a really good race tonight, and he's got a 9-point lead now. So, like, you know, it's in his hands. So, you know, like, same thing. You know, if he's the guy that does it, he deserves it. You know, like, he's worked really hard for it too. And you know, like, if he wins it, I'll applaud it.
Cool. Thank you.